to episode 4 of Meeting of the Minds podcast. I am Rosalyn George, aka Roz, aka Zola Kincaid. Today I'm coming to you with a very, very vital episode here that has been heavily on my heart and in my mind and my spirit. And like I said yesterday, for the people who are friends with me on Facebook, I have something to say. So without further ado, let me just go ahead and get started here. I want to talk about commitment. Commitment, the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause, activity, person, etc. Dedication, devotion, allegiance, loyalty, faithfulness. All of those things make up commitment, just to name a few. What I find interesting is more often than not, people are committed to themselves and not to other people or person, activity, cause, or even the relationship, especially when you form or forming and taking on intimate relationships. It gets a little bit sticky there. What is fascinating with people is that they would and are actually more committed to their careers, their jobs, their education, and anything that would make them look good, but practice the ultimate excuses of why they can't or won't be faithful, loyal, and dedicated to what is most important, the individual and or individuals they are in covenant relationship with. Now, let me be clear here. I am not now or ever buying into the foolishness we have been sold. Everyone on the planet should know right from wrong. And I am not giving a pass to people that stand on the concept of they didn't know what they were doing would hurt or offend someone else. Or the other thing I keep hearing, I just didn't know I was hurting you by my actions. And I really couldn't hear you because I didn't understand all the stuff I was carrying. Newsflash. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That is a foundational principle that's taught at the elementary adolescent stage in each of our lives. So if you are lacking that principle and or not standing in that as an adult, especially when in adult intimate relationships, you should go back for retraining and not pursue any relationship outside of yourself intimately. And to highlight the next steps, should you decide to move forward in that relationship, here's what you'll cause: destruction, violation, trauma, and hardship. Because at the end of the day, you can only reproduce after your own kind. And that is why it is important to be healthy, or as healthy as you possibly can, before entering into intimate relationships. Don't take my word for it. Look at all the breakdowns in our families, our marriages, and our friendships. The proof is in the pudding, if you get folks that's willing to be honest. Whatever is broken in you will be highlighted in your relationships. And that should not now or ever be the standard or core of building strong, committed relationships at all. We got to start getting really honest about what is really going on with us internally and stop attempting to use relationships as a cover to not face you. Promise, you'll save yourself and others a lot of time and pain. As I continue on my journey of transformation and healing, I'm seeing a common trend. And that trend is committing to others, yet not being clear with your commitment to yourself. Taking other folks to hell with you, and that's not fair. Some walks should only be between you and God. At the end of the day, it starts and stops with you. And everything after your commitment to you any relationship you take on should benefit from your foundation. But what I am seeing is everybody running away from something, their real issues, and dragging other folks with them because they lack the faith, fortitude, insight, clarity, and commitment to themselves. See where I'm going there? It has taken me many years of heartache, abuse, trauma, betrayal, and other disappointment to come to terms with commitment and the lack of it in our vital relationships. What's funny is people believe if they carry out the bare minimum requirement, stay together, go through hell with a person, and achieve some level of longevity or material possession means they're committed. After careful consideration, insight, and experiences, I think it is foolish to anyone or for anyone to base their level of commitment on any of those things. What I would suggest is looking for real, y'all, at how healthy the relationship is over time, how healthy your emotional, mental, psychological, spiritual state is in that relationship, and overall, how you view the individual and or individuals you are in a committed relationship with. That would be marriages, parents and children, siblings, friendships, etc. You know, the relationships that matter. I have said this before and I will say it again. People are more committed to their jobs to get that check for comfort, but would do, handle, and treat the individuals that's been 10 toes down like they aren't worth a dime and replaceable. Ooh, baby, I suggest we start looking around to see the lack of loyalty, commitment in these 2023 streets and how folks are handling conflict, who folks have become due to their inability to face their own internal issues, how easily they can be tricked out of their position and throw away years and years of commitment under the guise of pride, ego, arrogance, and the attempt to be something they are not. Let me say this, guys. People are getting really clear about how they will continue to move and what they are going to tolerate today. Plus, I don't really know anyone willing to self-sacrifice anymore. Love is the neighbor to hate, and in this season, the enemy will use who you love. This is why I am never, ever concerned with outsiders. For the sake of transparency, and if the truth be told, we should never, ever dismiss that outsiders that they can't really cause us any harm and hasn't caused me any harm that I didn't see. It's always been the people that screamed they loved me, unfortunately. You know, at the end of the day, I'm perplexed that people are choosing distractions over really facing where they are and creating a bogus atmosphere that they can live with, which is not the true goal of real committed relationships. To thine own self be true. People are holding on to some imaginary hierarchy, pitting folks against each other, and allowing the enemy to use their immaturity against them. Again, I stand flat-footed on how you treat and do your own will tell me everything about how you will do me and mine. And let me be clear here, we are all imperfect people, have done things that were not right and or distasteful at some points in our lives. But here's the thing, when you learn better, you do better. And with that being said, if you are still unwilling to make things right with your own, Let me be clear. I don't want no parts of anyone that has, can, and will do any disgraceful thing to the people they say they love, directly or indirectly, in actions, words, and or deeds. That's just what it is for me. Folks, take the masks off. Take the titles off. Take the collars off. Stop acting a pseudo part to look good. And please, whatever you do, collapse that fantasy, because it's not real. In my conclusion, I would like to challenge any and everyone who profess being a follower of the Christ to study the following principles and be the demonstration of it. Otherwise, you will continue to lose your witness and opportunity to showcase your commitment to the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause, activity, person, etc., etc. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God who they have not seen. If your brother or sister sins against you, go and tell him or her their fault between you and him alone. If he or she listens to you, you have gained your brother or sister. If he or she does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. And the last principle in scripture I want to share is, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. When I tell you, we are going to need each other in a way we have never seen before. And I am sounding the alarm so that we can huddle up when it is time. Case in point, I remember in my very first season, I called this very thing out in my Unity episode. And shortly thereafter, we faced the quarantine shutdown. I'm feeling this again in my heart and spirit, and it almost feels like a warning. So with that being said, this episode is a call to action. I would like to equally challenge everyone to evaluate and take inventory of where you are today. What is really ailing you? What is needed to strengthen and create better relationships in your life? And what needs to be cleaned up in the event life happens to you or the people you say you love? Life is funny. And I'm really surprised, shocked even, at the amount of people who do not believe that life is a full circle and dismiss whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Family, no one will leave here unscathed. And the time is now for repentance, repair, rethink, reevaluate, and reconsider. Feel my heart, know that I love you. And we're going to learn two ways, by wisdom or by woe. And you get to choose. Take care of yourselves, and by all means, take care of others. Love you guys. Talk soon.